Welcome to Talos Takes, the security podcast for everyone from the C-suite to the front lines. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the special edition of Talos Takes. Today, you'll hear me talking with some of the Talos researchers who are at Cisco Live this week. Just going to have a quick overview of some of the talks they gave and some general overview of the conference and some of their key takeaways from their conversations with users and customers. Hope you enjoy. First up, we have Joe Marshall talking about his lightning talk at the Cisco Secure Pub about securing ICS.
Understanding your OT network and then what's present, and then being able to figure out, now that we know what's there, what's our risk acceptance, what's the worst day we could have, and then plan around that. And it was a very receptive thought to the audience, saw a lot of heads nodding. Because a lot of them maybe just haven't thought of, well, what's the worst day we could have, and then how do we keep our production lines, our power on, our oil and gas flowing? It was a poignant moment, I thought. I don't know if there's any one specific topic. I think they're looking for us to be more thought leader here and receptive. And occasionally you get some thoughts of, well, how do we standardize our architecture to make visibility more common? How do we decide on a procurement strategy that is sane and lets us take 130 factories and then unify them around security? These are monstrous challenges that I don't envy at all. But, you know, a lot of it also is, well, how do you get buy-in from your board of directors and your C-suite on to fund these security initiatives and invest in technology and people? And I think that's something that I'm able to give them, because I talk to a lot of boards of directors and C-suites and sort of give them their perspective. And basically what I'm hoping is, after they leave Cisco Live, they can go, we've got introduced to some great technology and some great solutions, and we talked to a lot of smart people at Talos about threats, but they can also think, well, how do I then turn around and sell that to my board of directors?
Next, we have Alexis Merritt from Cisco Talos Incident Response talking about the integration between SecureX and CTIR.
So I'm going to be working with one of our incident commanders, Joe Schumacher, and we're going to be going over how to leverage SecureX, which is, of course, a Cisco security tool, in partnership with Cisco Talos Incident Response. So how you can kind of use the visualization of the Cisco threat response capability of it to sort of like point out and show how the different hosts and the different workstations are all interacting together, whether connecting to and from, as well as some of those process binaries that we're getting to that are associated with hash values. And then certain domains that they're calling to in and out as well. So with CTIR, we're tool agnostic, so we kind of can just come in and work with whatever console you have. If you have two or more Cisco security products already, though, you can get SecureX on top of them. So in that case, we go looking for it so we can get that visualization in the graph form. Because if we don't have access to that, then on my side instead, I'm going to pull in all your log sources. I'm going to pull in all the different consoles that you do have access to, whether that's endpoint detection and response tool that's not secure endpoint, or that's web filtering that's not that DNS layer that you get with like Umbrella. We're going to take all that information and we have to do the visualization on our side to get that to the customer in a different way.
Then lastly, we have Marla Mingy-Earl, also from CTIR, talking about the importance of an incident response retainer.
So I think the most important part when you have a Cisco Talos Incident Response retainer is that you have us available at the ready anytime that you have an emergency, or we can help you prepare before an emergency happens. So like your plans and playbooks that you're talking about, sometimes you just need somebody outside your organization to have a better look or a look at whatever you have already on the paper and just make sure that it's in line with the normal practices in your industry. Uh-huh.
And I asked her about planning for the worst.
So we'll go and stress the importance with them within the retainer by having them do plans and playbooks, reviewing those plans and playbooks on an annual basis with them. Sometimes we'll work with them doing intel on demand if they just have a lot of questions they just want to talk through, but they don't need necessarily documentation. And we are finding the same thing, that people, they want to wing it, but winging it is not a plan, right? Winging it is only going to get you in trouble. So we like to sit down with the clients and have conversations with them about where you at, where you're going, and what are your objectives, so we can help you get there and hopefully avoid your worst career day ever.